How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat. What we're going to do here, in case you've never listened before, hopefully this is your first time listening. We're trying to get some more people, so we're just gather our, grow our fan base.
Yes, extend it.
All right. What we're going to do is just go through the NFL stuff for this week, cover some stories, and then go through all the games, and then talk a little fantasy football. Obviously, the big story from this weekend was Bill Belichick and the Patriots going for it on 4th and 2 against the Colts. If you miss that and you're a sports fan, you that's not possible.
Yeah, you must not have the internet or something.
Or TV. All right, yeah. So what did you think about that, Pat?
You know, I have trouble questioning Belichick with all the success he's had and hearing the other coaches say, you know, that they might have done the same thing in that situation. I guess both teams were rolling on offense, and I don't know. I think I can't blame him too much for doing it.
No.
It's 2 yards to go. Peyton Manning just did an 80-yard drive in under 2 minutes, so it's not like he couldn't do that again. I mean, you have a better offense at that point than a defense for the Patriots, The offense is better than the defense. So.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. I saw an article with where they do probability, and the probability when you punt isn't that much more. And considering that if you get that first down, it's basically game over.
Right. You're one play away from game over versus kicking it away.
Yeah. And it's just like some people are just so conventional. They think, you know, that's the way it's always been done. Like Trent Dilfer. Like, did you see him? He lost it. Like, he was going crazy. You should have punted.
There were a lot of people like that, and I just didn't get it. Hadn't they been watching the rest of the game where Peyton Manning was basically doing whatever he wanted? And as far as that goes, if you're going to give it up at the 30-yard line, one thing I might have done is maybe let them score a little quicker.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking. Like, if they just let them score, then they can go get a field goal easy.
Right, with that time. If you punt it and they drive down and score, there's going to be virtually no time left, and ended up there wasn't time anyway. And I think the biggest mistake of anything would be Belichick's timeout kind of misuse, I guess, because he could have had two during that last drive, could have used them and got the ball back.
True.
I don't know. He got really ripped for that. And I heard today, I don't think if the Patriots have to go into Indianapolis in the playoffs, I don't think that's a team that's scared to go in there.
No, absolutely not.
They're one play away.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The thing I think about is people like that say, you know, that's the way they've always done it. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, there's a coach for a school here in Little Rock where I live that they never punt. Because statistically, it's better not to punt all the time. Like, he has studies, the coach, that says it's better not to punt all the time. They don't return punts either because there's risks for fumbles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They do onside kicks every time. Or do squibs, or like they either do onside kick, squib, or kick it out of bounds.
Just
take the penalty.
Yeah.
Because
I'm all
it's
for,
all right.
I'm all for other. Going against convention. That's the way games change. That's how sports adapt.
Yeah.
And to criticize it and flip the coin and say they get that 4th and 2. Oh, he's a genius. He kept the ball out of Manning's hand. He's the best coach in the world.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. And that being said, I watched that replay a few times. I'm not super convinced that
it was
closer
close
to a first down than they marked it, but that's really neither here nor there. But
yeah. All right. Well, it was definitely an interesting moment for this.
Really
this week.
Polarizing. I couldn't believe how much. I mean, sports.
Yeah, people. I don't know. Like, I see both sides of it, and some people were just so against it. I don't know. Anyway, so we're recording this on Thursday night. Right now, Miami versus Carolina game's going on NFL Network for the 10 of us that get NFL Network.
Yeah.
We both picked Carolina, but right now Miami's up 14-0, or 14-3, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's not looking good, but, you know.
No, we both picked the same, though, so.
But it's a Thursday night game, so probably some stupid crap will happen. Some interceptions.
That nobody will get to
see.
Right
now, there's no interceptions.
None.
And Jake DeLome's involved, so that's
wow.
Got to change.
Is he playing? That's my question.
He's just throwing him on the ground a lot. 7-17.
Okay.
17, so.
Okay. Well, that's better then, I guess.
All right. Let's get into the games for Sunday. All right. First one on our list is Pittsburgh at Kansas City.
I was gonna. Do we want to go over last week's total?
Yeah, you're right. So last week, Pat beat me on picks by 2. I was 8-7. He was 10-5. So he's up by 3 for the year at a 99-45, and I was 96-48.
Yeah, I feel good heading into this home stretch.
Yeah, you're doing good. We're saying before that I was ahead at one point during the year, and I should have just started picking the same games as him because he always goes before me.
Yeah, so, you could have done that, but I'm the sportsman.
You know, I'm
you
prideful,
that,
and I wanted to grow my lead, and it backfired in my face.
But it's the more honorable approach.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. All right,
so first game, what did we got?
Pittsburgh
Kansas City?
Yep.
I'm guessing we're both picking the same thing here, Pittsburgh. They lost to Cincinnati last week for the second time this year, which is a story in itself.
Cincinnati, man.
Yeah, no kidding. But I'm going Pittsburgh here.
I'll go Pittsburgh too. Kansas City, not good.
Right.
It's one of those bad teams that you pick against every week.
Right, and you're going to be right about 99%.
Yeah, 99. So. Yeah, we really haven't had a big upset, have we? We're like one of those 1-7 teams hasn't really beat anybody good. Usually they just beat each other, and that's it.
You know, one of the bigger ones looking back on it now would maybe be Chicago over Pittsburgh. At that point, it wasn't because Chicago was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But now, looking back, you know, in retrospect, yes, it is a big upset because Chicago's horrible. But
yeah,
I can't think of too many other ones. But.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Seattle at Minnesota.
I'm going to keep going with the Vikings here. I looked a little bit sloppy at times last week, I thought. But at the end of the day, they're getting the job done.
Yeah.
And expected back is Antoine Winfield, really the team's best cornerback. He might not be 100%, but he might get to play a few downs, which is a good sign for the Vikings D.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Minnesota too. The only thing I'm wondering, how long do you think Favre's going to keep it up the whole year?
You know, I think he can. I think looking at it last year, he was forced to throw so much. And granted, he is throwing a lot this year, but I don't think we necessarily are living and dying by him. I kind of hoping that they kind of go back to a little more ground game and scale back on Favre just to save the arm. He's not getting hit a lot, which is nice, but he's chucking a lot of passes.
Yeah, I was looking right now he's like the highest rated passer in the league, believe it or not, like 107 point something. He has 3 interceptions, but he's never finished a season with less than 13 interceptions.
I don't know what it is. I mean, he's just playing great, and I just literally knocked on wood that it continues. But, you know, I'd like to say it's going to keep happening, but you wonder if age is going to factor in, but he's got a lot of indoor games left to play this year. So I think a lot of the things that hurt him last year being in the Jets aren't in place here this year.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to point out Childress got the Vikings head coach, got an extension through the 2000
season. I saw that.
Not too happy. I think the one, probably the biggest negative for the Vikings has been some play calling, even in some of their wins, has been the play calling. And
if they don't get Favre this year, he's on the hot seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Time.
Yep.
So I don't get that, really.
I don't know why they're crediting him with all this when really I really believe it's the players kind of overcoming the coach's incompetency at times.
It's like the Charlie Weiss extension.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing. Like, what? Are you seriously? They're going to end up firing him, and they're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, I did not get that. I don't see other teams flocking to give him a big contract, so let him finish this one out and then see what happens.
No one's going to be knocking on the door trying to steal him away.
Yeah, you don't want a guy with a beard that hideous.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, next game, Washington at Dallas.
I think I'm going to pick Dallas here. They're just a team that, come playoff time, really doesn't scare me, I guess, if my team is running into Dallas. That being said, Washington just isn't very good. So
yeah, Washington's not good. They're not going to have Clinton Portis this week. Concussion, I think. So
that hurts.
It's not good for them.
No.
All right. Next one, San Francisco at Green Bay.
I think I'm going to go with Green Bay again this week. Really, Rodgers is not playing that bad. He's got 17 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, and that's despite getting about 0 protection back there. I mean, he might as well go without a line because he's just getting hit all the time. And I just don't see San Fran getting after him as much as some other teams will. And give him some time, I think he can put a hurt on some people. So
yeah, I agree. I was looking on Aaron Rodgers is actually the number one fantasy quarterback this year by points.
That's surprising.
Because he's got a few rushing touchdowns and pretty good yardage on the ground, because he's actually a pretty good runner.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually, I was looking at today, number one fantasy quarterback.
Wow. Question for you, since we're discussing kind of last couple of games here, we talked about our NFC games. Do you think the NFC has taken a turn for the worse considering the start of the year and all the high hopes for teams
like
Chicago,
so.
Carolina, you know, even the NFC East, you would expect the Giants and Eagles to be better than they are.
Yeah, it's really not that good. I wish the Ravens were in the NFC.
Yeah. I would
then they'd be like they'd be wild card right now, and now they're not just because the emergence of Cleveland and Denver really have been kind of surprising, and not Cleveland, I mean Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I was going to say Cleveland. We're watching a different
game. I didn't mean one of those Ohio teams.
Yeah, there's teams in the AFC, and you see it in every sport. I mean, you see it in basketball. For a while there, the Eastern Conference was cakewalk, and you know, you kind of feel bad for some of those AFC franchises. Yeah. At some point, it'll swing back the other way around, but as of right now, the NFC just...
Yeah, and there's really... What is it? There's no really surprising team in the NFC, really.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints, possibly. I think people thought they'd be good.
The fact then there's disappointing... There's disappointing teams like Atlanta and Chicago... Yeah. So,
yeah. So I think NFC has been a little bit of a disappointment, but that's good for me cheering for an NFC team who's doing well.
Oh yeah, you guys are good, man. It's not even.
Yeah.
Lock that thing up pretty quickly here.
Yep.
All right, Buffalo at Jacksonville.
I'm gonna take the Jaguars here. Maurice Jones-Drew is kind of comical listening to him. He apologized to fantasy owners, which included himself. He has him on himself for that kneel down, and I just think he's gonna have a big day, possibly partly to make up for it. And Buffalo is kind of a lost franchise right now. Just fired the head coach and.
Oh yeah, what a disaster! Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jacksonville too. Did you see they did like some research on ESPN and found that like 10,000 people lost their fantasy games. Because Maurice Jones-Drew took that knee on the one.
I saw that. Yeah, I just thought it was so funny that his post-game press conference, he addressed it, and he, since he owns himself in a league, he disappointed himself.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny.
Yep. All right, next one. You know, this one's special. Cleveland at Detroit.
Like Detroit's going for the big number two.
They could double their wins.
They're going to
double the last 2 years with one.
If you look back, Cleveland's a sorry franchise.
Yeah.
Right now, I looked in 6 of their 9 games, they've scored 6 points or less. So that's some baseball numbers there. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Detroit. Cleveland's only scored 78 points this year, which is pretty bad. So.
Yeah.
I like Detroit. You know, they got some offense. You know, they got some pieces there. So, in Cleveland, I mean, against Baltimore last week, it was just kind of like Baltimore didn't even play that good, but Cleveland was just that bad that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Baltimore, next game on our list, Indianapolis at Baltimore.
This is, I think, the first week where I'm not sure if you're going to pick Baltimore, but I'm going to pick Baltimore, actually. Yeah. I think Indy's streak, I thought it was going to stop last week, and it was pretty close. And I think a physical Baltimore team at home is just going to get it done. Indy in their last 3 games has won by a combined 8 points, and that was including games against the Texans and the 49ers, both at home, and Baltimore is better than either of those teams.
Yeah, I'm going to pick my Ravens, too. At home, they got a pretty good home crowd there, and I think... You know, if Indy wins this game, I'm looking at their schedule right now. If they win this, they probably go undefeated because they got Houston. They're not gonna. I don't think they'll lose to them again. Or
get close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston, Tennessee, Denver, who's playing crappy, then Jacksonville, the Jets, and Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a recipe for a.
And that's the thing.
Season,
I think just with the character of the guys on the Ravens, they'll want to win this.
As a Colt, knowing the history of the pressure that comes with being undefeated during the year, do you want to – I mean, you never want to lose a game, but is that okay if you lose this game?
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal. I mean, I think they probably want to go undefeated. You know, they'll say they want to win every game, but I don't think it will affect them in the long run that much, really.
No, and I think sometimes it helps teams getting that loss out of the way and you learn from it. So
yeah,
I think that'll happen this week.
All right, next up. Atlanta at New York Giants.
I will go with the Giants. I think Michael Turner, he's questionable, and if he doesn't play, I think Atlanta's in trouble. He's got a high ankle sprain, hard to come back from. Giants had a bye week to prepare for this, and I think their 4-game losing streak is gonna stop here. So.
Yep, I got the same thing, like the bye week, like you mentioned. Then they got to win this one if they're going to stay in that division because Philly's been playing pretty well, and Dallas, they win. somehow every week.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they really need to keep the pressure or keep it close with those guys. So.
All right. New Orleans at Tampa Bay.
And New Orleans, I think. They got one more week until they have a real big test with the Patriots coming to town. Yep. Tampa's got 16 total offensive touchdowns. New Orleans has 35. So.
Yep, I like New Orleans too. They're good. So.
Yeah.
All right. Arizona at St. Louis.
I will pick Arizona. They did play pretty good last week against New Orleans, all things considered. And if they can do that again, they could keep it interesting. I would bet that they won't do that, though. I don't know if they have that in them 2 weeks in a row. And I think Arizona's got a lot of offensive weapons. So.
Yep, I agree. St. Louis, they're on pace for another top five draft pick. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's the optimist in you. So.
Yeah. All right, San Diego at Denver.
Pretty big game. I mean, real meaningful game here. Maybe possibly the biggest of the week because, you know, the Colts don't need to win that Ravens game. Yeah. So I'm going to go with San Diego here. They're looking well, or looking well, looking good. Four-game winning streak, looking well. There's my grammar. They're doing good. I don't think they can afford to lose twice to Denver, considering they're tied, and the winner's going to take over first place. So.
Yep, I like San Diego, too. Denver had to start Chris Sims this week, which didn't go well for them last week against Washington. So, and then Denver's lost three in a row. San Diego's won four in a row, so it seems like they're kind of headed in opposite directions.
Yep, and looking ahead, San Diego has a slightly easier schedule too, so if they can jump a game ahead of Denver, that could really hurt the Broncos, I think.
Yep. All right. Nasty rivalry, New York Jets at New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. I think big revenge game for the Patriots. I'm taking them. They lost earlier in the year. Couple that with last week's kind of embarrassment, and I could see this being a run-up-the-score game. I said that before, and they haven't, but I can really see it happening this week.
Yep. Did you see the thing about Rex Ryan crying, apparently?
No.
Apparently he cried at their locker or at their team meeting or something. You didn't see that?
No.
Hold on. Huh. Yeah, I heard about it briefly, and he cried at a meeting. I'm not really sure why. I don't think anyone really knows exactly why, but he just said that he's man enough to cry.
Hmm. Well, I'm okay with guys crying at a team meeting in the NFL. Don't know if that's what you want to be doing, but that's just me.
Yep, so I'll take New England too. Jets have struggled since that good start for them. So.
Yeah, a little flash in the pan, I think.
Yeah. All right, Cincinnati at Oakland.
I'll take Cincinnati, probably, obviously. I think they're doing well. They, you know, got good wins against division rivals. I think they're just going to keep marching on. The benching of Jamarcus Russell has finally happened, but I don't think it's going to really matter for Oakland. So.
Yep, I'm going to take Cincinnati, too. They're pretty good. I think they're actually – they've kind of legitimized themselves now, sweeping the Ravens and the Steelers. So.
Yep. Question for you. If you're a Raiders fan and the backup comes in and outperforms Russell, are you happy with that, or does it make you more upset knowing that really legitimizes how bad a draft pick that was?
I don't think there's any way to feel good about it.
Yeah, and I just looked at the list, and it heard a little bit on the radio this morning, and one of the people who was picked after Russell was Adrian Peterson that year, and how much of a difference that could have made. So, yeah,
that's a bust.
Yes.
All right, then Sunday night, Philadelphia at Chicago.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. They're ranked higher on offense and defense, and that's probably one of the reasons. Neither team is doing really great, but I think Philadelphia is – slightly better, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Philadelphia, too. Cutler kind of struggled last week. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's on and off throwing them interceptions. And Philadelphia seems pretty solid. So.
Do you know Philly hasn't beaten a team with a winning record yet this year?
I did not know that. That's a good...
I don't know about as of that week if the team they played had a winning record, but as it stands right now, Chicago's only beaten one, and that was probably the fluke game of against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so... Neither of those teams are really too spectacular, but I like Philly.
No. Again, too, that I'm not too afraid of come playoff time.
Yep. And then Monday night, Tennessee at Houston.
Yeah, not a great Monday night matchup. I've got some big-name players, though. I will take Houston here. They got the bye week prepared. They played a really good game against Indy. And Chris Johnson is on fire right now, leading the league in rushing. Yep. Pretty insane. But I think Houston's a better overall team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston. Last time they played the Texans, or last time Houston played the Titans, I think it was week 2, Hunter Johnson had 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I really don't think they have anyone to cover him, and I'll expect another big game from him. All right, and so that does it for...
Did we pick all the same
today?
Yeah,
we did, and that's stupid. But
thanks, I'm going to keep my 3-game
lead. I know, I didn't...
Sleep easy.
I started thinking about that, but I didn't want to change, because it's like cheating, so... All right, well, let's talk a little fantasy football for this week. What we do is we try to pick which player we think will have the best fantasy week at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Last week, we missed on all 4 of those, both of us. So that's kind of disappointing. Number one fantasy quarterback last week, was Peyton Manning. Running back was Chris Johnson, another huge game. Wide receiver, Randy Moss. And tight end was Kellen Winslow Jr. and Brent Celek. So that's kind of hard to predict.
Yeah.
Dude, tight ends are just as much, I think it's as much of a crapshoot as...
Yeah, I don't know how I got that Greg Olsen one that 1 week. Yeah, it's really random. So.
Yeah. All right, well, who you got at quarterback this week?
I will go with Drew Brees, pretty popular pick. Tampa Bay's only held a team under 20 points once this year, so...
All right. I'm going to take a chance on this. I'm going to go with Kurt Warner against St. Louis, his former team.
Ooh, Kurt's going to go in angry.
Yeah, all right.
You don't want to see Kurt angry. So
Does Kurt ever get angry?
I don't think so.
No, I saw him. He got pissed off at that coach one time. I remember him yelling at the offensive coordinator last year, I think in the playoffs.
That's probably right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Running back?
I'm going to go with the aforementioned Maurice Jones-Drew. Buffalo is dead last against the run. And MJD's had 7 touchdowns in the last 4 games. Plus, he really owes the fantasy people out there. So.
Yep, I'm going to go with that one, too. And then a wide receiver?
I'm going to take Sidney Rice here. He had a 201-yard receiving game last week. No touchdowns, but still 201 yards. Seattle's not too great against the pass, and Rice has really become Favre's kind of go-to guy. Harvin gets a lot of balls, but so does Sidney Rice. So.
All right, I'm going to go with DeSean Jackson. From Philly against Chicago. Kind of has a knack for those big plays, and you never know.
Hey, we both picked guys probably most people wouldn't expect this week. So
yeah.
See how it pans
out. Sean Jackson, I mean, he didn't do that good last week, I don't think, because I was playing against him in fantasy, and they kind of contained him. But
He's definitely got that home run.
I think he has some record for most 50-plus yard plays or something like that. But
wow.
Anyway, tight end.
Tight end, I'm going to go with Tony Gonzalez, just because the Giants have had a tough time guarding tight ends. They've given up a tight end a touchdown in 6 of their 9 games this year.
All right, and then I'm going to go with Antonio Gates. He's kind of disappointed this year. I picked him last week. He still didn't do it. He's going to be the number one guy one of these weeks.
Yeah, well, and it's just he's having good games. I have him on one of my teams, and he's putting up, a lot of games, 5 catches, 7, 9. It's just he's not finding the end zone. Right. So if you can do that.
All right, well, we got this one question on Twitter I want to address. This guy asks, what about how the Rams keep showing improvement and are going to be a strong team in the West next year? What is he talking about?
That's a very good question.
How are the Rams improving? I don't know.
Is there a college team that's called the Rams that might be improving?
I don't think so.
No. I would like to know what he's talking about because I don't know what.
I haven't seen any improvement. I think they're 1-8, so I don't.
Yeah, I'm looking at their standings right now, and I mean, what's their one bright spot? Steven Jackson.
Yeah, that's it. That's about it.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
Sorry to him. Yeah, I can't help him on that one.
So. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, there were a couple Twitters. We got a question here from Major 2829 about who do we think is the best quarterback of the year so far. I'll let you take this one first.
Let's see.
Put you on the spot.
I don't want to say Favre. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like Favre right now. I don't know why. Maybe because they beat us. That's probably why.
Yeah.
I just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth for Favre.
Yeah. And I mean, he's number one passing rating, and it would sound very homerish of me to pick him, but I don't know. It's hard not to looking at his stats right now. He's putting up good yardage.
It's between him, Manning, or Breeze, I'd say.
Yeah. And I guess if we have to go with an undefeated quarterback, I'm going to go with Manning. He's got one more touchdown, two less interceptions. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Manning, too. Like, I've watched him this year, and I've been impressed. Like, just the way he handles things. Just, like, he looked like he was just on it. Like, yeah. he kind of got through a couple of interceptions against the Patriots, but up until that, he's been, like, lights out the whole
thing. And he's completing about 70% of his passes. I mean, Favre and Breeze are both at 68, too. So, really, those are three real good. You couldn't really go wrong picking any one of those three. Yeah,
definitely.
And then the other Twitter-based thing I'm supposed to give a fantasy basketball shout-out to Ricky O'Rourke's team, the Donahue Spread. They took over the first spot in our league. That'll be temporary, though, because I'm coming back for that.
No, so. I'm coming back, too. I had a rough start the first 2 weeks, but I was 7-1 last week. So.
Yeah, you're starting to see some movement in the waivers and picking up some guys, dropping some guys. So
we'll see. Yep. All right, well, that about does it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to hit us up on Twitter at TheSportsGeeks with questions. Send us your questions throughout the week, and then we'll hit them up on the podcast when we record, probably next Wednesday, because Thursday's Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
All right. Thanks again, everybody, and see you guys next week.